The following shiur has been presented by Rav Simcha Bunim Landinsky, Rosh Chabura Beis Medrash Gavoya, and Mechaber Sefer Sukkos Chaim on Sukkah, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah on the Memhei Amud Aleph says, "Bechol yoim makifin es hamizbeach pam achas." Every day you go around the mizbeach one time. Va'oseh hayoim, which is Hoshana Rabbah. You go around the Mizbeach seven times. And the Gemara is a machlokes if you're makif with the lulav or with the arava. And the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Gimel Paskins, or you're makifim belulav. The Mekor Ta'akafa is brought down in Yalkut Shemayni in Tehillim Simen Tavshin Gimel. It says in the Pasuk as follows, Echad benikoyen kapai, so the Yalkut says, "Kedetaninon," like we see in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, "B'chol Yoyim Hayu Makifin Es Hamizbeach." The Ketzad he said there Hakafa, "Kol Yisrael Gedolim Muktanim Noitlim Es Luveim BiYadeim Hayimonis VeEsrigeim BiYadeim Asmalis." They take the lulav in the right hand and the esrig in the left hand, umakifim achas. Va'oseh hayoim, in the day of Hoshana Rabbah, makifin sheva pam. So the Yalkut goes on and says, "Hotinich b'zman sheyesh mizbech." This is good in b'shas b'shamigdash that there was a mizbech. B'zman hazeh chazan haknesses oimid k'malach aleikim. The chazan haknesses stands there like a malach aleikim v'sefer Torah v'zroyoy v'sefer Torah in his hand va'om makifin oisay dugmas mizbech. And the rest of the Klal Yisrael would be makifim, would go around him, dugma from the Mizbeach. Now it's mashma from the Yalkut that the Ikar HaKofa is to go around the Sefer Torah, like he says, Chazan HaKnesses Oymed Kemalach Alekim V'Sefer Torah B'Zraya. But the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Gimel, which we said before, puts in v'kvar noagu Yisrael b'chol ha'mekoymis lahaniach teiva be'emtza beis ha'knesses u'makifin oisah b'chol yoyim. They would go around the teiva. He makes no mention of going around the Sefer Torah. He says that they would go around the teiva. K'derech she'makifin ha'mazbech zech le'migdash. It's mavur from the Rambam l'chayah, not like the Yalkut, that the hakafa was not around the Sefer Torah. The hakafa was around the bima, the teiva. The Torah in Siman Tofer Samach is Maisif. Malin Sefer Torah ala Teva. He puts in not only the Teva and not only the Sefer Torah, just you put the Sefer Torah on the Teva and that's what you makif. And so too the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph says, Noyegin lahaloi Sefer Torah ala Teva. The Prima Gadim explains that when the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, and so too the Lavush, when they quote that Manichim Sefer Torah ala Teva, does not mean that you put the Sefer Torah itself on the Teva and you walk around it. It means that someone holds it in his hand by the Teva and the people walk around it, around the Teva. Which means that we do hold of the Yalkut that says that we walk around the person which is holding the Sefer Torah, but we also hold of the Rambam that says that you walk around the Teva. The person which is holding the Sefer Torah stands by the Teva, and that's who we walk around. The Bikur Yankov says, in Simetafer Samach, Sivkot Nalef, Kivon de Kriyas HaPashi Shal Kabonis Yibizman HaZeka Akrovis Kabonis In Kein HaSefer Torah Oysa LaHabimo Dugmas HaMizbeach Shemakriven Olav Kabonis. He's mashma that today you don't need a Sefer Torah either. Not like the Yalkut, more like the Rambam. And the reason walking around the Teva is because since we lain on the Teva, we lain Parshas Kabbonis, so laining Parshas Kabbonis is like being makriv a carbon, and therefore the Bima gets it in like the Mizbeach, which has a covers a carbon to it, which they were makriv b'zman de b'samikdash. The Ben Ish Chai in Seif Pashas Azinu says that the Hanocha Sefer Torah is not ma'akev for the Hakafas. The ikir is to go around the table, like we just said from the Bikur Yankiv and the Rambam, that since the teva becomes Kaddish like a Mizbech, since you lay on it Pashas Kavanas, therefore the ikir is to go around the teva. The Maril in Seder Tfilas Chag HaSukkos Ois Tezayin says, Yochid Tzarech Lita L'Harava V'Yoy Ma'ashanas V'Yoy Tzidei Chevasa V'Ein Tzarech L'Hakif Yudut Yochid. That Davening by himself does not have to go around and be makiv the bima l'fishay matzin sefer Torah bepachas me'asar. You don't take out the sefer Torah ki l'dugmas ha'mizbech on a makif on the sefer Torah. We have to be makiv as the sefer Torah, and for a yachid you don't take out the sefer Torah, only for 10 people. Therefore, zok the maril, a yachid which is davening is not makiv the teva. L'chayre is mevur klof on the maril. That the ikid din is to be makiv a sefer Torah, therefore yachid can't be makiv. But like we said before from the Ben Ishchai, which really is the Rambam, that says that a teva itself, you have to be makiv the teva, not the sefer Torah. The ikid is to be makiv the teva, which got kedusha from a sefer Torah by parash kabbonis, but right now the ikid din is to be makiv the teva. Therefore, l'chayre, even a yachid would have to be makiv the teva. Because you don't have to take out a sefer Torah. He would have to be makiv v'yashanas. Now the Yalkut says as follows: Kol Yisrael gedolim uktanim noitlin as loveim biyadeim haimonis v'esregeim biyadeim asmalas umakifinos achas. The Kol Yisrael, they used to hold the luv in the right hand and the esreg in the left hand when they were makiv. The Magen Avraham and Siman Tafresh and Aleph Sivkot and Vav says that b'shas amiras hashanis you need to have the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand, and that so too says the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Sif Yud Gimel, the Aleph Hamogen and Siman Tafresh Samach Sif Hey, and the Mishabru and Sivkot and Tezvav, which we are saying that is really the makar to that is the Yalkut. In the Sefer Chaim of Bracha Ois Kuf Pei Vav, he asks, how come the Olam is not Nizr? How come the Welt is not Nizr in this halacha? A lot of people don't carry the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand, b'shas da'ishanas. So he says, it could be that this mistake came because people are carrying the siddur, and in order to say the ishanas, people don't know the ishanas by heart. So it's hard to hold your siddur and have your lulav in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand. Therefore, they hold the lulav and the esrog in one hand, in the right hand, and the siddur in the left hand. But he says, someone who's medaktik and mitzvah should be mishtadl, the b'shas amiras hashanas, he should hold the lulav in his right hand and the esrog in his left hand. The tshuva tzuvah is Ephraim, Achelik Aleph, Simon Tof Lamet, Ois Aleph, brings from a Ben Ishchai that says as follows. Yeish tayim bezeh she'ichzim halulev ve'esig bi'adachas ve'asidu she'koyim be'eshana bi'adashnir. Ze einoy nocha. This is not the right thing to hold the lulav and esig in one hand, in the right hand, and the siddur in the left hand. There is the inyan to hold the lulav in the right hand and the esig in the left hand. But I saw from Rabbi Sayanka Fisher in Eben Yisrael, in his Tshuva Sefer Eben Yisrael Chelek Tes, that says that if a person holds the lulav and the esrog in one hand, b'shas da'akafis, that there's no problem with that. And it brings a raya, since be'emes, you have to be makiv by ravis, we are noyeg to be makiv with the lulav, so memela, even if it's all in one hand, that's enough, because the Mekah Din, you don't have to be makiv with the Esrog also. And in Eichas Abeinu Chelik Beis Amit Shin Aleph, brings from the Stifler Zatal, that he was naig to take the lulav and the Esrog in one hand. But that we see for sure, that Amach Metava Elav Bracha, that the Zicha Inyan, and we see the Mekah that is from the Yalkut, that there's definitely an Inyan to go ahead and have the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. The Mechaben Simitov Eshon Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, says Tzarech lechaber esek the lulav b'shas nanua. Ulenaneh v'shneim b'yachad. When you shake the lulav, you are supposed to have that the lulav and the esek are touching each other. It's mashma upon the mechaber that it's only when you're shaking the lulav, but b'shas going around hakafas hashanis, then there's no chiv to put the lulav and the esek together. But the b'shalas shuvas pulas tzadik chelik beis simon pei says, Einak pei derak b'shas habrocha v'ananua gam b'shas the hashanis is also inyan to say, to have the lulav and the esek connected with each other. And so too, the Rava and the Bikuryankiv and the Chayodam and the Alef HaMogen, they all bring down this halacha that so too, b'shas hashanis, a person, b'shas going around the bima, a person should have not only the lulav in the right hand and the esek in the left hand, they should be, the lulav and the esek should be touching each other. The Mata Ephraim, Alef HaMogen, in Simon Tov Reish Samach Siv Beis says as follows: V'toyiv li'izor leilech kol hazayin yomim lahakef abima v'loy mesedes hashanas v'oysay beis haknesha sh'olach v'yemishin shal sukkis. A person should be nizah in doing the hashanas all every day in the same beis haknesas. What's the reason to that? Because our kofes of hazeichel and mikdash. And in the Mikdash, they did all 7 days, they did in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where they were makif. So if he bound it to Zeichel in the Beis HaMikdash, a person should try to be makif on doing the Hashanah, and be makif the Bimo, with the Hashanah, with his Lulav and Esrig in the same Beis HaKnesses. The Mata Ephraim over there brings down from the Chidah a question. Is it better to go ahead and be makif the teva with your lulav and esrig, or to hold the sefer Torah in his hand? So he brings that from the mekubalim. It's mashma that is the inyan to be makif the lulav in mitzibah and sefer Torah is bigger than holding the sefer Torah. Torah v'yoyse lahakif and lahachzik a sefer Torah. So too the chayim broch oisai and dal brings down this minik. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Alicha Shlomo Perek Beis Aleph says, if the whole call has Dalet Minim, they should just leave the Sefer Torah on the Bima and go around the Bima without anyone holding the Sefer Torah. Since the person that's going to hold the Sefer Torah is going to be Mevatel for the Mitzvah HaKafa, therefore no one should go ahead and hold the Sefer Torah. Now this is l'chayav v'chiddush because the Prima Gadim says that the ikar minig is to hold that there should be someone holding the Sefer Torah. So the eitzah is that a person should hold the Sefer Torah for a little bit, then he should give it over to his friend that went around the bima quickly, and he should then the friend should go around the bima by the other person holding the Sefer Torah, which means you should switch off people from holding the Sefer Torah like this, they both can get the key and mitzvah of Akafa. I asked this question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, which one is better? Is it better to hold the Sefer Torah, or it's better to go around the Bima? And he answered as follows. Hulay mizbatel shazeh b'chlal Akafa. He said the person which is holding the Sefer Torah gets a din like he's being makif itself, which is a big chiddush, which means that there's no difference between holding the Sefer Torah or going around the bima, because the person which is holding the Sefer Torah gets a din like he's being makif itself. But that's for sure that the best place is to give it to someone, either Avel or someone else, which is not going around, someone which doesn't have a lulav and esek, which is not going around the bima, that he should hold the Sefer Torah. Because someone that has a lulav and esek could get the key and mitzvah of Akafa going around the bima.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.